Hello to everyone of all shapes and sizes. My name is EJ, and welcome to Futura Roman's first ever podcast. Today we have Alvin, Oscar, and Malia on our show.
Hey y'all! Special thanks to EJ for having me on his show today.
Hey guys, I appreciate you for inviting me to your podcast.
Hey guys, shout out EJ for featuring me on his very first podcast.
Okay, so what do you guys know about the marvelous invention as of right now?
I think that was something that completely changed the idea of something.
I don't know much, but I do know that it has something to do with printing.
I'm not very sure, but from what I remember, it's related to printing.
Good thing that today's topic is about the marvelous invention.
Dun dun dun.
Before we go more in depth, let's talk about the history of writing that led up to the marvelous invention.
Wow.
Time for some trivia. What three cultures developed writing styles independent of others?
Oh, I know. I've read that the Mayans, Sumerians, and Chinese developed writing independent of one another.
For centuries, many others used those cultures' writing styles as a model, which then helped them develop their own writing style.
From 3,500 BC to this day, we still use some of these cultures' writing styles.
That's very interesting. Then what culture would you say our writing style and alphabet is based off of?
From the lesson in our multimedia class, there was a section that said our alphabet originated from the Latin alphabet.
Now let's get to the more technical stuff. To be more precise, let's talk about Gutenberg. What did he invent? When did he invent it? And where was he from?
Who wouldn't know what Gutenberg invented? He changed the game forever. He invented the movable type.
Oh yeah, it was called the punch and mold system. You take the letter or typeface, dip it in ink, and just stamp it wherever you're trying to stamp.
With this invention that he made, how would you suppose that it would change the world?
He was a towering figure during the Renaissance.
With his movable type, people were able to mass produce books on science, philosophy, and religion.
His advent and contribution would forever change the way we type.
He had accomplished something no one has ever done before. Do you guys think that he got an award for it, or did he just go unrecognized during the time?
Of course he would get recognized. A&E Cable named him number one on their people of the Millennium Ranking.
I would want to know more about the digital age of typing, but unfortunately, we ran out of time.
Aww.
Thanks for tuning in with Futura Roman's first podcast, a product of CMYK and AYV with us. Hope to see you guys next time.
Bye, kids.